Hello, I'm Razia Iqbal. Welcome to NewsHour from the BBC World Service. It comes to you live from our studios in central London. We begin today with the conflict between Ethiopia and the northern region of Tigray. It's thought that the father of Greek tragedy, Aeschylus, first coined the idea that in war, truth is the first casualty. He would have a textbook case here, as in the last 3 weeks, it's been singularly difficult to get to the truth of what's happening on the ground. We've tried in various interviews to establish the facts, but with no journalists allowed inside Tigray and communication being cut or made difficult, it's not been easy. It's also then not surprising that we have conflicting accounts. The leader of the TPLF, the Tigray People's Liberation Front, says his troops are still fighting against the Ethiopian army outside Mekele, which was taken by the army over the weekend. The Prime Minister, Abiy Ahmed, told Parliament that the TPLF had fled to the west of Mekele and they would soon be attacked. A short time ago, I spoke to the Ethiopian ambassador to the United Kingdom. His name is Teferi Melese Desta. I asked him first what he could tell us about Mekele.
This morning, our Prime Minister is giving a briefing to the members of parliament in our parliament, explaining the whole operation, law enforcement operation. But from my information, the operation was led by special forces on foot, and the Air Force and the mechanized army forces were not involved. Last night, residents of Mekele had a meeting, and they were asking what took the army so long and would like to return to law and order.
You are referring to what has taken place over the last 3 weeks as a law enforcement operation. That's not quite how the Tigrayan People's Liberation Front see this. I wonder if I can just put something to you. On November the 21st, the army warned the 500,000 inhabitants of Mekele that it would have no mercy and they should save themselves. On the face of it, to treat an entire city and its people as a target would suggest something much more serious than just a law enforcement operation.
There is a lot of disinformation going on, including your BBC reporting. Our army is a professional army. The Tigrayan people are our people, and there is no need to target the civilians, as you have seen. In most of the cities and villages through which the army has passed, there was no civilian casualty reported, and even in Mekele, there is no civilian casualty as
no civilian. Sorry to interrupt you, Ambassador. No civilian casualties in Mekele. Is that what you're saying?
As far as my report is concerned, yes. But later on, when information will be finalized and gathered, maybe there might be some information coming out.
The ICRC seemed to be suggesting something quite different, that the hospital, the main hospital in Mekele, is really struggling, not least with lack of body bags, which suggests that there have been casualties.
There was a military confrontation going on between TPLF forces and the army. And logically, there might be wounded people and they have to get treatment in the hospitals.
And you're saying that amongst those casualties, there were no civilians?
I have no such information.
Can I just move then to your point about the misinformation? It does seem as though misinformation arises when there is lack of transparency. Why has the government of Abiy Ahmed stopped any kind of communication in Tigray? Why not let journalists in and allow people to see? In fact, you have even stopped the African Union from going to Tigray.
That is not true. The military operation was going on, and we don't want to take a risk to invite journalists or humanitarian service providers until we are sure the corridor is safe and those places are safe.
When you talk about this as a law enforcement operation, is it your view that it's over? Is it your view that the conflict with the TPLF has now come to an end?
The military operation is over and Mekele is freed from TPLF junta forces. Now the army has passed the operation to the federal police, and the federal police is tasked with apprehending the TPLF clique and bringing them to justice.
Why do you refer to them as a junta? They have been elected by the people of Tigray.
Well, that was a fake election, and it was not recognized by the House of Federation of Ethiopia.
The Prime Minister's political slogan is an Ethiopian word, which I hope I'm going to pronounce correctly, Medeme, which means coming together. How does he envisage bringing the country together, given that they are already allegations that anyone who is ethnically Tigrayan is being targeted?
That is not true. We already have Tigrayan opposition parties who have joined in the democratization process.
What about, Ambassador, what appears to be happening in Addis Ababa? There are allegations that hundreds of Tigrayans have been arrested in the capital, that Tigrayans in the army have been either disarmed or detained. Those in the civil service have been told not to come to work, and Tigrayans trying to leave the airport are being turned back. A foreign diplomat in Addis Ababa is referring to this as having the smell of Rwanda.
We have to be careful when we mention Tigrayans and TPLF members. We have to be careful. They are not one and the same. Tigrayan people are our people, and we have no problem with the Tigrayan people. Our problem is malgovernance and abuses. The TPLF is not a party of peace. TPLF members were trying to organize themselves in different cities in Ethiopia to cause chaos and mayhem. And
So you're saying that TPLF are trying to organize outside of the Tigray region, that they are not just working within the constitution of Ethiopia, which gives them some devolved power, if indeed they are in power in Tigray. You're saying that they're trying to organize outside the northern province.
Exactly. They were controlling the military and the security apparatus and different institutions. They had an informal security apparatus and sleeping cells in different cities.
And is it the case that those Tigrayans who are in the civil service have been told not to come to work?
Well, you know, TPLF was a party and it has members throughout the country. And it was commanding them to destabilize the government. So those that were found with evidence committing crimes are apprehended and they will face justice. But this, again, is not targeted towards Tigrayan people.
So if it's not targeted towards the Tigrayan people, what is it that you are saying? Are you saying that if you are a member of the TPLF, that you are denied your job in the civil service, or that if you try and leave the country and you are a member of the TPLF, the federal government of Ethiopia will prevent that from happening?
Not at all. There are a lot of TPLF members who are living peacefully and who are still members of the civil service. The TPLF was organized as an ethnic party. And whenever Tigrayans, members of the TPLF, commit crimes, they are mentioned as members of the TPLF, not Tigrayans.
The Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed, of course, won the Nobel Peace Prize last year for bringing to an end the conflict between Ethiopia and Eritrea. And yet he seems very resistant to any international efforts to suggest to bring the two internal parties together, the TPLF and the federal government. Why is that?
That is one of the paradoxes, you know, the outside international community couldn't understand. We have tolerated the TPLF for the last 2.5 years. You know, the federal government has tried to negotiate with the TPLF. Religious leaders had gone to Mekelle. Women for Peace have gone and literally begged the TPLF to join the democratization process. They were ridiculing them and they were not ready, because they think the 250,000 special forces and militias they have trained who could help them to fight back their way to Addis and to regain control of the federal administration again.
That was Teferi Melessa Desta, the Ethiopian ambassador to London, speaking to me a little while ago. Joining us now is our Africa editor, Mary Harper. Mary, why should we believe him against all the other conflicting messages that we're getting from what's happening on the ground?
It's very difficult to believe anybody who's speaking either for the Ethiopian federal government or for the TPLF. I mean, if you had interviewed someone from the TPLF instead of the ambassador, they would have told you that they had retaken a key town, Aksum, today, that they were fighting against the federal forces outside Mekelle, that there was no way they were going to back down. So you would have had an entirely alternative reality presented to you and to your listeners. And as you said at the beginning of that interview, it has been impossible to get independent information about what's happening in Tigray, partly because it's difficult to reach anybody by phone. Internet and phone lines are down. There are some people you can reach via satellite, but it's very intermittent. Journalists aren't allowed there. Other kinds of observers aren't allowed there. For example, the representative of the International Crisis Group, a highly respected think tank, was expelled from Ethiopia because of his more independent reporting on what was going on. So it's very, very difficult to find out what the truth is. And probably because this has been going on now for 4 weeks, we will never really know the truth of what's been going on in Tigray. But surely the fact that more than 40,000 people have fled across the border into Sudan suggests that it's not just a confrontation between two armed groups, or multiple armed groups, in fact, but the civilians are very much caught up in this.
And what we heard from the ambassador there, how much credence should we give to his notion that they are separating people who are part of the TPLF and Tigrayan civilians, given that we are hearing reports from Addis that there is a targeting of Tigrayan, ethnic Tigrayans inside the army and inside the civil service?
Yes, I don't think it can be disputed. I don't think you can separate entirely the TPLF from the Tigrayan people, perhaps especially now that there is this military operation against Tigray. I mean, that's how Tigrayans will see it. They won't see it just as a law enforcement operation, as the government likes to call it, against the TPLF leadership. They will see this very much as an attack on their whole the whole Tigrayan people, who make up about 6% of the population of Ethiopia. Millions of people. So you can't separate the two. And it is the case that Tigrayans in the military, including those in who serve in very important operations in South Sudan and Somalia, they have been disarmed. Some have been sent home, and as you mentioned, others have been arrested. So whether you're a Tigrayan or a member of the TPLF, you are going to feel very much very vulnerable and in fear of arrest or worse at the moment.
Mary Harper, our Africa editor, joining us live. Do follow her on Twitter, possibly the most sage information that you're likely to get, as we are just hearing from her. You're listening to the BBC World Service. I'm Razia Iqbal. This is NewsHour.